Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin. And Mabe is a couple of lines up from the bottom, and today's shiur is sponsored by the Elman family. Lili Nishbas Reb Yehuda, Reb Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Bar Leah Bas Riel Rubin, and Bas Bas Benjamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So we are in the sugyas of comparing mitzvahs to each other, as many of these dafim have done. Yesterday we had a fascinating discussion of sukkah versus lulav versus Talmud Torah, and we said it's in opposite direction than we have in the Bavli and in the Rishonim and the Bavli and the Tosfos. So now we're up to the Braisa, that a Tosefta that one might be familiar with from Maseches Sukkah and elsewhere. But we have Tani. Aval Amru. So Aval Amru is, in the Bavli, the way it's said, is Be'emes Amru. Right? That's what the Befarshim here point out. Be'emes Amru we have sometimes in Mishnayos, in the Bavli, which means either Halacha Moshe Misinai, or that it's a Misora. So this Lashon of Aval Amru parallels the Be'emes Amru line that we have in the Bavli. So Be'emes Amru, or Aval Amru, Isha Mavarechas Labayla, Ve'evin Mavarech Larabo, Ve'katan La'aviv, which is the beginning of the Braisa, which we come back to the end of the Braisa, Aval Amru, right, that's two lines up from on the next Amud, as we will see. But the Gemara interrupts first to comment about the first half of the Braisa. The Braisa says that a woman can be Mavarech for her husband. If her husband cannot say the Bracha himself, then she can be Mavarech for her husband, and an Eved can be Mavarech for his Rav, and a Katan can be Mavarech for the father. So the Gemara says, how is that possible? Right? If somebody is not Mechuyev B'davar, as we said on yesterday's daf, then they can't be Motzi. Even if someone is already Motzi Yotzei, then they can be Motzi the others. That's Shomea Ka'one. We read the language of the Ritva, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, Kaguf Echad, Ka'arev Porea Chov Chaveiro. That's if somebody is within the Parsha. But if somebody's not within the Parsha, then they can't be Motzi. So how does this Braisa say that it works? That an Isha, who might not be Mechuyev in certain mitzvos, can be Yotzei, the husband, the Katan, who is for sure not Chayev in mitzvos, in that way, can be Yotzei, Motzi, the father, v'chulu. Lo chein amar Reb Acha, b'shem Reb Yosi, bar Nehoroi, kol shamru b'katan, kedei l'chancho. Everything we say about Katan is just to be Mechanechem, but it's not that there's a real Chiyev there. Right, there is a lumdus that's it's quoted as a machlokas Rashi Tosfos, but others say maybe it's not the only understanding. But in Maseches Brachas, Rashi and Tosfos, who is the mitzvah of chiyev on? I think we might have mentioned this recently also. Is the chiyev on the father, or is the chiyev on the child? Right, in the mitzvah of chinuch, the mitzvah of chinuch means rabbanan. So who is it on? So this Gemara is assuming that it's on the pashas is that it's on the son. There is no chiyev at all really, and there or. It's on the way that the Haredim says that's on the father, therefore the son is not chayiv at all. And if the son is not chayiv at all, how could he be motzi his father? That's the language of the Haredim. Aval katan kivan she'eino chayiv klal de aviv hu chayiv lachancho hechi motzi as aviv shechayiv. How could he be motzi his father? Again, Rav Asher Weiss points out in the Minchas Asher, in his farm also, I think I mentioned this recently, that it's hard to say that there's a machlokas between who the chayiv is on. To say that the child has a chiyuv himself or herself is difficult to say that there's a chiyuv for a lav bar das. Then how can we, even if he gi al chinuch, even 10 years old, 11 years old, how would we be mechayiv, right? L'may nafkamina. So it's more conceptually, of course it's on the father. But is there any type of conceptual idea that when a child does it, it's fulfilling a mitzvah daraisa? Maybe that's what it's about. If there's the secondary chiyuv that goes onto the son, onto the daughter, you know, how serious is that chiyuv? And there could be nafkaminas. He also is mechalik there between what he calls chinuch daraisa and chinuch derabanan. Well, we know the Gemara says, and the Rishonim assume, many Rishonim assume that the mitzvah of chinuch is derabanan. It's only rabbinic. So what does that mean? Meaning midaraisa, there's no chiyuv to educate one's child, and the child could do whatever he wants. And midarabanan, the rabbis were machadesh, they have to give the child the Jewish education. Of course not, that can't be. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Avraham Avinu was that he educated his children, ki yadativ. So you have to say that there is chinuch on a daraisa level. What does it mean, chinuch derabanan? It means that a lot of the details are derabanan, meaning to have to make sure that the child does it exactly in the same way, in the right time, with the right object. Right? There's a famous ritva in Sukkah Daf Beis that you're not allowed to give the child a fake a fake sukkah or a fake fake esrog. You have to give them a serious, a real one. So again, maybe all the details are derabanan, but the concept is for sure daraisa. Like we said recently about tefillah. Tefillah might be daraisa, the concept, but all the details are derabanan. Right? So here too. But again, the assumption is that the child doesn't have any chiyuv per se. And again, even if you want to say that, like those rishonim that say that the chiyuv is on the child, you could still read this gemara. But ask the Gemara, so if there's no chiyuv on the child, so then how does he be mostly the father? So, tipater ba'on achreim amein. Two girsos in the Gemara. Our girsa is what we have in front of us. Maybe we're talking about a case where the father answers amein. If the father answers amein, the Gemara here assumes it's stronger than regular shomea ka'one. Shomea ka'one, I listen and I hear, I'm yosei through you. Saying amein, the Gemara says in Masechah Shvuos on Daf Chaf Tasam Abeis, Ka'amar Shmuel, Kal Ha'one Amein Achar Shvua, Kemoti Shvua Mipiv Dami. If somebody answers Amein after an oath, it's as if you said, as if you made the oath. Shana, how do you know that? From the Pasuk by Sota, Va'amra Isha, Amein, Amein. And that's considered an Isha taking a Shvua. We find in Halacha that there are differences in just listening to something, it's Ki'ilu, I said it, and answering Amein. Kal Ha'one Amein, Ki'ilu Amar Davar Mipiv. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim in the Chelek Beis in Shirin Lezecher Abba Mari. That's where he talks about the uniqueness. Where is it? Page. Here it is. Let me just find the page number. Page Tzadi Dalid. Page Tzadi Dalid here in this volume. So he quotes that the Rambam often says Shomei Ka'ona works, but in certain contexts he says Amen. You have to have amen. Because in certain contexts, it's not enough just to be yotze. You have to actually be connected and as if you said it. And one of those is by Chazaras Hashatz, where Soloveitchik develops his idea that is written many places, that Chazaras Hashatz, it's not just a repetition of the silent Shmona Esrei, but Chazar, the quiet Shmona Esrei, is what he calls tefillah bitzibor. You're davening bitzibor. You have a number of Jews, men, davening together in a minyan. That's tefillah bitzibor. But that's all private, individual prayers within the larger category of the tzibor. But Chazar HaShatz is tefillah ha-tzibor. The tefillah of the tzibor is like the carbon tamid. And that's when there's no individual, but it's ke'ilu. We're all connected as being a tzibor and offering a carbon and a tefillah on behalf of the tzibor. And for that, the Rambam quotes Amen, not just listen to the Chazar HaShatz. He quotes Amen. You have to say Amen to be part of it. Why? Because there we need a higher level of tziruf. Higher level of tziruf. Ki bedin amein halacha chadasha hukva'a. Ki b'chol makom sheyeshna chova tzibor v'kiyim ha'yidei tzibor kulo, amein mechadsham ubagshimam. Amein puts them together and unifies them. Nimsa ki Rambam bi'er shtei halachos nifrados. It's two separate halachas. Din shomea ka'one, ha'meskai ma'yidei kavana latzeis. Shomea ka'one is just listening. V'adin mevarech adei anias amein, shenemer v'kiyim chova samira v'kriya adei tzibor o chabura. Where else do you see amein? By zimun. By getting together by Zimun, benching b'chabura. So there too, by those contexts, Chazar HaShatz, and benching b'chabura, that's what the Rambam mentions Amin, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik describes. Birchas hamazon b'zimun, v'tfilas hashliach tzibur, motzios hasarabim, lo betur shmiya ka'aniya, el aydekiyim chefza shal birchas hamazon b'chabura, o tfilas hatzibur. Right, it's a new concept, status. V'davar zeh mevusas al din amein shal kapalas dvarim shal yalfinan mibrachos v'klalos. And there's a lot, many more rayas to this, but that's what it sounds like from our Gemara, that amein is a higher level. Ba'on achrei amein, and therefore, even if the child is not mechuyev at all, but if the father says amein to the child, that is good enough. And that's the charedim, to ba'one amein havi ki'ilu hu atzmo birech. It's as if he himself said it. There is though another girsa that's quoted here. If you look in the Maharaf Fulda, and it's based on Machlokas Mishan of the Balamor and the Ramban and other places. Take out the last word. Amen. That's the other girsa. Ba'ona tipate ba'ona chareyan. You're saying it after them. What is that answer? That the child is saying it, but the father is repeating word for word after the child. And then, so it's no shomei ka'on at all. According to that approach, even amen isn't good enough. We just said, Amin is a super Shomea Ka'one, or something different. It's Gidli, you said it, but according to the second idea, according to the second Girsa, it's that's not even enough. Ba'ona Achareim. is the girsa. Look in the Maharaf folder. V'chein hetik b'melchamos Hashem. Look in the melchamos. Klomar sha'aviv eini yodea levarech va'one achar b'no mila b'mila. You say it word for word. So then it's as if I'm saying it. I am saying it. I am saying it, not just as if I'm saying it. And that would be what one needs to be yotze. But even amen wouldn't be good enough. Where do you see that? Kai detanina and taman, like it says there in the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, Misha haya eved o isha o katan makron oso. If an eved or isha, this is by Hallel. If an eved or an isha or a katan is being makri the Hallel, ona achareyem mashein omrim. They have to repeat after the katan. Or after the Ishava, I have to say word for word. Right? How is this? V'tavolo me'elo me'era, but he should be cursed. Meaning, if he could say it himself and he chooses not to, and he doesn't push himself to know the words, then it's inappropriate. It's a zilzol. Right? Look, Haredim here quotes Tosfos from Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches on the last skinny line. Mishum de mevaze es kono b'mashe elu mavarchin lo. It's a bizayin. You know, it's like you're not taking the mitzvah seriously. If you really wanted to do the mitzvah seriously and you thought halal was important, then you learned the words. And if not, so then that is tavo to me'era. How does this line prove the amen girsa? Because this is just about repeating. So the Mefarshim explain, because amen only works by a bracha. If you have a bracha, so then amen works, because amen means amitas dvarim for the bracha. But halal maybe isn't a bracha. It is a bracha at the beginning of the end, but most of it is Pirkei Tehillim in the middle, before a bracha shalafaneha and bracha shalachareha. So that's why there amen won't work. There you have to actually have repeat afterwards. Right, and that's what the Charedim says right across. V'sirli Rishalmi dehasam de'ein bracha v'i'efshar ba'anies amen. Lakach yikra mila b'mila. V'gabi v'rchas hamazen hashomei v'one amen achar kol bracha k'kori mila b'mila. That would be good enough. Good. Now we get back to the end of the Braisa that we had interrupted. Remember, the beginning of the Braisa said, Aval Amru, Ishim Rechaz Abayla, Ever Mavarach L'Rabba, V'katan L'Aviv. Now we finish it. Aval Amru, Tavo, Me'er, L'Ben Eser, M'Shizorach L'Ben Eser. As we said, is inappropriate and Tavo Me'era, which is a strong Lashon, that we should try to say it ourselves in a case where it is possible. This doesn't mean that Shomea Ka'one is always a Bidiyeved. Right, we get the impression here that you shouldn't be Yotze. No, the Gemara is specifically saying you shouldn't be Yotze with someone who is a La Barda, somebody who is not able to really be Motzi you, a Katan or an Isha or an Eved in those circumstances. But Shomea Ka'one generally is something that sometimes we rely on even Lachadchila. Right, that's the principle of Barov Amhadras Melech. Right, is it better for one person to make Kiddush or for everybody to make their own Kiddush? So many poskim say that it's better for one person to make Kiddush. Berov am hajras melech. The Gemara at the end of Maseches Brachos, remember in the parak of Beishamai and Beis Hillel, all of those machlokos. So the Gemara quotes that Bisamim on Motzei, on Ner on Motzei Shabbos. There was a machlokas whether it's better for each person to make the bracha on the Ner because of Bittul Torah, the Gemara says, or Echad Mevarach Lekulam. One person, they could all come and use the Ner, right? Shenemar Barov Am Hadras Melech. So there, the Shomei Ka'ona we're using, not by Ner, but I'm saying, but by others, by Kiddush and by Havdalah and by other types of mitzvahs like that. So then we see Shomei Ka'ona works even on a Lechadchila level when there is the counter value of Barov Am Hadras Melech. If there is no Barov Am Hadras Melech, so then there might be. Tosfos uses the Lashon of Hidr Mitzvah by saying it yourself. Tosfos in Brachas, I think, on Daf Chaf Aleph. He used the Lashon of Hidr Mitzvah. So Shmei Ka'one is a B'dievin. But if there's Barov Am Hadras Melech, so that value would override. And again, Shmei Ka'one has a lot of lumdus to it. Is it mamish as if you're saying it? Or is it your only ki'one, not mamish ka'one? Any discussion of Shmei Ka'one starts off with the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi writes that there was a Rav that came back in his community that had visited Italy. And when he came back, he said that in Italy, there was a minhag by Berchas Kohanim. All the Kohanim went up on the Duchin, and then, when the Chazan said, Yibarechacha, only one Kohen answered, right? The Svardim, Duchin, Divin, and Chutz Laretz. So, only one Kohen answered Berchas Kohanim, and all the other Kohanim just stood there and listened. Shomea Ka'ona. And the Beis HaLevi was very upset about that. How can you say that? Shomea Ka'ona shouldn't work there. Because he felt, this is how it's explained by the Chazon Ish and others, he felt that Shomea Ka'ona, okay, you're my mouthpiece, but if I have to say this in a specific way, that can't transfer. So Kol Rum, of the Kohen can transfer. Or some say that's the machlokas about the minhag of saying the 10 sons of Haman. Some shuls have take a break and everybody says it themselves. Some only the Baal Kori says it. Why would you have to say it yourself? Because those have to be said by Nishima Achas. That's the halacha in the Gemara. So Nishima Achas, that's a way to say it. That's not just saying it. So maybe that's that can't be transferred. Yeah, big discussion about how do you view Shomea Ka'oneh. Those are just two examples, but we'll have to leave it for now. Halacha Dalet says the next Mishnah. New topic. Baal Keri. So up to now we've been talking about people who were putter from saying Kriya Shema or Birchas Hamazon and the like. Now we get into people who are asur to say certain parts of Torah. So Baal Keri. So we know on a Daraisa level, a Baal Keri is allowed to learn Torah. A Baal Keri is a man, let's say, who was with his wife. That's it. He becomes a Baal Keri. So he's allowed to learn Torah. He's allowed to daven. The only thing is that he's asur to eat karbanos and truma until, as the first Mishnah says, until the Kohanim go lechol trumasam, right? That's the Baal Keri. Somebody has taught me that day. He has to wait till the nighttime in order to partake of truma. And if he is more than a Baal Keri, if he's a mechuser kapara, then he has to obviously bring a karban the next day. Midrabanan, Ezra HaSofer came up with a takana. One of the takanas, Ezra, listed at the end of Perek Meruba in Baba Kama, that a Baal Keri must go to a mikvah before he learns Torah, before he davens. Right? That makes a bracha. That's a Baal Keri. Why? As we're going to see on Amid Beis, the Ezra wanted a Baal Keri often comes from people being with their wives. He didn't want people to be with their wives all day, all night, like chickens, the Gemara says. And therefore, if somebody knows that they always have to go to the mikveh afterwards, then they won't be able to daven, won't be able to learn, so then they'll think twice before the constant nature. Bizman Azeh, we don't have this. That'll be on Tamara's daf. Tamara's daf, Rebbe Yehuda ben Maaseiah Paskins, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma, right? That's what we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, on Tamara's daf, quoted here and in the Bavli. But now, much of the Gemara today is talking about during Takanas Ezra, before they were Mevatalit. Maybe we'll talk about tomorrow how they have power to be Mevatalit, right? After all, Ezra Sofer made a Takana. Don't you need a Bez and Gadol B'chach Mu V'Minyan? Okay, but says the Mishnah. So what does a Baal Keri do? A Baal Keri, it's getting the end of Sofzman Kriya Shema. So what do you do? So Baal Keri, Maharer B'libo V'Ena Mevarech, Olafanev L'Alachareha, he thinks about the words, but he does not verbalize, and he does not make the bracha on Kriya Shema before or afterwards, right? He's maharher belibo, but he's not mevarech. V'yala mazon, mevarech l'acharev, ein mevarech l'vanel. But berchaz amazon, he is mevarech afterwards. So the Tanakhama is mechalek between Pashas Daraisa Darabanan. The Baal Keri can be maharher belibo, but he's not mevarech, but on benching, he says afterwards. We'll get to exactly what this means in a minute. Let's just finish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mevarech lefneim lacharem. Rabbi Yehuda is more mekel. He says, no, a Baal Keri can be mevarech even before or after. Before or after what? Kriya Shema. What is the machlokas? There is a machlokas. We've shown him what this machlokas is about. The Racharedim quotes Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. Machlokas. We'll go with Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. Right? It seems to be smoother in our text. Rabbeinu Yonah. So look at the second wide line of the Sefer Charedim. Right? He quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah that Mida Oraisa, whatever is Mida Oraisa, could for sure be verbalized. Ezra did not knock out Daraisa. And therefore, Rekuyishma, Uber Chazamazon, Shemin Atar, Lukuli Amalo, Pligi, the Mosi Bisvasov. Everybody agrees to that. The Machlokas is Durabanans. By the Durabanans, what do you do? So the Tanakhama holds that a Baal Keri is Mahara Beliba. Mahara what? The brachas of Kriya Shema, which are Durabanan. Kriya Shema for sure can be said. Berachas Amazon for sure can be said. But the Tanakhama is saying that to be Maharer in the brachas, and don't verbalize the brachas. But the Alhamazon, Mivarech La'acharav, that means Bepeh, right? Verbally, right? Ve'edim Avarech La'fanah, but beforehand, only be Maharher. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can even verbalize the brachas, right? That is the way that the Rabbi Yonah and the Charedim quotes how the Mishnah is understood. Mahu maharer. So according to that, what is the Tanakhama say that you're being maharer? Meaning me, the what's daraisa, kriyish by itself, you can sure verbalize. Right? What are you, maharer? Brachas. The brachos, that's what one is maharer. Masnisa b'makam shein mayim. And the Mishnah must be talking about a case where there is no mikveh to go to. There's no water. Right, because if it was water, then you have to go to the mikvah. But Ukrebi Yehuda, Ukrebi Meir, The Tanakama of our Mishnah is parallel to Rabbi Meir. The Tani Balkeri Shein Lo Mayim Litbo Hari Zakoria Shema Veino Mashbiya Lo Azno. Balkeri, who does not have any water to go to the mikvah, he is Kari Kriyashma. He verbalizes, right? Like we explained the Tanakama, but he does not say it loud enough to hear. Why? Because Rabbi Meir here holds, like we had a machlokas tanam earlier, if you remember, about whether hashma'a la'aznav, hearing the words, is ma'akev or not. The Rabbi Meir in this brisa says it's not ma'akev, and therefore he could get away with this. So it's not a zilzul to say it very quietly, and therefore if somebody's a balkeri, they have to say kriyas shema, they have to verbalize kriyas shema, they say it very quietly. But no brachas. No verbalization of the brachas, div Rabbi Meir. The chachamim, who is parallel to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, the chacham say no. Koriya shema umashmi la aznav. As we said, according to our pshat, everybody agrees you have to verbalize by kriya shema. But the chachamim slash who are Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah hold that you're not yotzi unless you're mashmi la aznav. You're not yotzi unless you could hear it. So kriya shema, you have to say it loud enough to hear, because that's daraisa. Koriya shema umashmi la aznav. Umavarech lafaneha ula achareha. And the brachos then could be lefaneh lachareha, but that's only derabanan, and therefore that could be said in a quieter way. Tani, more details about this takana. Tani, balkeri chole, balkeri who is ill and is unable to go to the mikvah. So he's not going to be able to learn, he's not going to be able to daven, he can't go to the mikvah. So as we'll see, the charedim, another mafreshim explained that Ezra was only misakein mikvah for a healthy person. For somebody who's sick, he allowed 9 kav of water just to be poured on him. Just to be poured on him, that would be good enough. It doesn't require a mikvah. And that could be like a shower. 9 kavim. And to learn Torah, to learn Torah themselves, also that would be enough for a chola. To teach Torah to others, no. Even you can't teach until you have a mikvah. Memsa'a. But that's what the Brisa says now. Balkeri chola shenafo lov tishas kavin mayim. A balkeri chola that had 9 kav of water that fell on him. Vitar shenaflu arosho vishloshes lukin mayim shuvim. Or a tahar person. What is a tahar person? The Mefarshim explained here, it means the balkeri who went to the mikvah already, but then after he went to the mikvah that day, he took a shower. Or he had three lugan of mayim sheuvin, jorn water fall on him. What does this mean? Why would that make him tameh? So the Gemara explains elsewhere that in the days of old, the mikvahs were a little putrid, and after they went to the mikvah, they often went and took a shower in some non-kosher mikvah water source to clean themselves off, right? So that they wouldn't, because the mikvah water itself was dirty and muddy. The problem was that people started thinking that it was the shower that was being matahir them, and not the mikvah, and therefore people started just doing the second part. So Chazal made exera. If you take a shower afterwards, you're tameh. Right, and therefore, there's an interesting halachas even bizman hazeh, but a woman who wants to take a shower after she goes to the mikvah, you know, whether she should not take a shower at the mikvah itself, so she doesn't think that that's part of the tara process, just at home. But anyway, says the brisa. So this a balkeri chole who had 9 kavim water poured on him, and a tar that had 3 lugim shuvin tar laatzmo. So they're tar for themselves, meaning if they want to learn Torah, if they want to daven. So that's fine. They can't be motzi others in the public sphere. That's takanas Ezra. Okay, if somebody is sick, they're sick. Then they can't go out, but you can't teach Torah. You can't teach Torah, then they could go to the mikvah. They could have the 9 kavim poured on themselves. And a tar, shenaf la rosho, we want them to make sure they know that that's not the tahara process, the she'uvin, and therefore we won't let them teach Torah until they go into a mikvah of 40 sa'ah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Mefarshim explained, the Bavli, right, the Haridim quotes the Gemara in Bavli Daf Chafez. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the previous opinion. He's just saying a separate statement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Arbaim Sa B'chol Makom. The 40 Sa that are needed for the Takanis Ezra, when Ezra says, you have to go to the mikveh in order to learn Torah, in order to daven, you don't need all the requirements of a regular mikveh. Right, you don't need really full-blown mikveh 40 Sa'ah. Right, you could get away with something else. What is something else? So the Haredim quotes the 2 days in the Bavli. Either it means you could use shuvin. You could use mayim shuvin, which is drawn water, which is not allowed to be used for a mikvah. And a big topic, but they have to have rainwater. How do you get the rainwater drawn. Drawn means water from a kli, right? A water in a swimming pool is mayim she'uvin, right? So either that would be allowed, or a chadam. The other day is that no, it could even be afilu bikli, even in a kli. Not just she'uvin in karka is okay, but even in a kli it would be okay. Okay, either way, Yehuda says that the 40 sa that are required do not have all the requirements of mikvah. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ein keri el mitash v'shamita. When Ezra Sofer says that a bal keri requires to go to the mikvah, it's not that if somebody just has a nocturnal emission and it was not connected to being with his wife. No, dafka with the wife, because that's the whole source, as I mentioned, and as we'll see in the Gemara soon. The whole point was to keep a certain type of limit on how much husbands and wives are together. Even though there's a minimum, there's a chiv ona. So sometimes halacha is pushing up, and here the takana is pushing in the opposite direction a little bit. So Rashi ben Levi says it only applies the balkeri that is required to go to the mikvah for takana Ezra is only mitash v'shamita. Rav Huna Amar no, afilu raz atzmo neyus b'chalom. Even if somebody has a dream, and the Pnei Moshe says shenidma lo shemishami shemisha. It's involved with a woman, but it doesn't have to be actual woman. It could be a woman in a dream. That also would be enough. Havin bain meimar ubilvan meisha. But only if it is, the Talmidim thought it was only from an isha. What does that mean? That means a vision of a normal maisabia. Right, that the Charedim says, meaning a non-normal Maisabia, Mishkav Zachar or Mishkav Behema, that type of Re'iyah would not be included. Rav Yonah, Rav Yossi, Tarveon Amr, Nafilim Davar Acher, but they said ultimately no. The Havamina was that it wouldn't be included, but really it's any type of Re'iyah would be included. What would be the Havamina that wouldn't be included? Says the Charedim, maybe because it's a Milsa de lo Shchicha. Milsa de lo Shchicha. There's a Rashi in Beitza, Dav Beis, where Rashi says a Milsa de lo Shchicha, something uncommon, lo gozer b'rabanan. It's not just that they wouldn't. Rashi sounds like that they couldn't. Because Chazal only have the authority to make laws for common cases and for all Klal Yisrael. So lo gozer b'rabanan, not just that they wouldn't, but that they couldn't, and therefore that was the Havamina here. Kamash Pula, no, it's a low plug, and any type of Riyah is included. Tamantaninan. The Mishnah says at the end of Mesechas Yuma, in the first Mishnah in Perak Yom Kippurim Asur Bachilu, Bushdiyo Burechitzo, Besicha. Yom Kippur, right, the Inuyim, one is allowed to eat, drink, wash, smear, oil. Ubenilas Asandal, shoes. Ubetash Bishamita. And these are all the Inuyim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether they are all Da'oraisa, but only Achil and Shtiyah have Kares. That's the Sheet of the Rambam. Baalei Tosfos, other Rishonim say no, only eating and drinking is Da'oraisa. All other inuyim are derabanan. Either way, this is the Mishnah. V'tani Allah, we have a brisa about that Mishnah. Bali keri and tovel kedarka b'tzina b'yom kippurim. A bal keri could be tovel properly, like normally on Yom Kippur. Right? Why? Right? This is not a rechitza shel tainug. Right? The charedim. This is not a, or the mafarshim say, right? Not the charedim. Right? Not, it's not a rechitza shel tainug. It's a rechitza in order to be able to daven, and therefore one would be able to do it even on Yom Kippur. But says the Gemara, "Bless Hada Pliga Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who said earlier that Keri is only mitash v'shamita. So isn't this against our Mishnah? Because why would you be going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur? Because of tash v'shamita, but you don't have tash v'shamita on Yom Kippur." Right, so how would you go to the mikvah? Rav Shua ben Levi, Amar Ein Keri L'mitash Shamita. So how could Rav Shua ben Levi say that Ein Keri, the only tefilas Keri that Ezra mandated is from Tashma Shamita? How could the Mishnah say you could have that on Yom Kippur? You wouldn't have Tashma Shamita on Yom Kippur. Answer, Patalei Bishashim Mish Mitasim Ibod Yom, V'shachach V'lotavol. You're right. Maybe it was somebody who had Tashma Shamita the night before Yom Kippur, but there was such a busy day, he didn't get to go to the mikvah. So he wants to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur night. That is the case that's discussed in the Mishnah, so it's no raya against Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Says the Gemara, really? It's only that case? But what about Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta's story? They saw, his Talmidim saw him going into the Mikvah Yom Kippur. You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta forgot and didn't go to the Mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur? No, it must be that even on Yom Kippur, and therefore the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Adkan, the Gemara does not continue that, but that is how the Gemara ends, that the Mishnah seems to be against, because it applies on Yom Kippur, and the Tashmish must have been And there's no Tashmash on Yom Kippur, so it must be even without a woman involved. The Gemara, the last few lines in the Yuma, Maseches Yuma Bavli, talk about whether it's a Simin Tov or a Simin Ra, about Re'ias Keri. Remember that the Gemara talks about whether you have to do Tshuva or you have to take it as a good sign. Good. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Avun, kol atzman lo eskinu atfila azos. Here's the important line. The whole purpose of this tefillah, ela shlo yisol katarna golem alalu, for that Jews shouldn't be like chickens. Mishamish bitasov olav yored veochel. That they're with their wives so often, right? That's the purpose of the tefillah, right? Charedim, klomar, lo mishum tuma v'tara naguba. This is not because of tuma v'tara. Right, this is not because of tuma v'tara. They have to go to the mikvah, right? It's because of, right, that, again, Tumah v'tahara, that's why they have to go to the mikvah to eat kudshim. But regarding Torah and tefillah, so that would not be required, but that is takanas Ezra. Rabbi Chanina v'avar al tarei dimusim b'kritzta. Rabbi Chanina was once walking by the gates of the bathhouses in Kritzta. V'amar matov le'shachris osakini po. He saw a long line of people waiting to go to the mikvah in the morning. They wanted to go to the mikvah because they were bali carrying, because they wanted to daven that day. So he asked them, "What are you?" The mikvahs weren't open yet. He says, "What are you waiting for? Yezlin v'yisnan, go and learn some halacha." Because, as we'll see later, the Haredim says these few lines really belong later, but we're going to read it now because it's here, that Ezra only was assured certain parts of Torah. But halacha, he didn't assur. So Rabbi Chanina said to these people who were waiting till it opened, you know, just go learn now. Go learn halacha now. B'yahid tzafra, later in the morning, Havi Amar, he used to make an announcement. Mandis le'avidu, whoever has what to do, meaning whoever has to go to the mikvah, yezel v'avid, go now. But he didn't want them to waste time while the mikvah wasn't open yet. So he told them, go learn now what you're allowed to learn. And later on in the morning, when the bathhouse is open, he'll send them back to the bathhouse. Period. Ma'u lahara bebeis akisei, once we're talking about these types of issues, about protection of Torah, what about being maharer in a bathroom? Bebeis akisei, in Torah. Chizki amar mutar, Reb Yossi amar osir. Machlokas, amar Reb Zeira. Kol svar kashi dahavi li. Anytime I had a hard svar to think about, taman svirte, that's where I thought about it. I thought about it in the bathroom. Amar Blazer, Reb Shimon. Kalahu svar kashi de tful yom. Taman Sevirte, any problem, any difficult svar I had about Tful Yom, you know, that topic, those topics, I thought about it there. Period. So this Gemara seems to have a maskana, the Yerushalmi, that there's no problem of being Maharer in the bathroom, of Maharer and Torah in the bathroom. The problem is that if you look in Zvachim Daf Kuv Beis, in the Bavli, it's Beferish, that the Gemara assumes for sure it's Asur to think about Torah in the bathroom. And the Gemara asks, how did these rabbis think about Torah in the bathroom? They were forced to. It was an Ones. They couldn't stop themselves. Right, it was ones. Right, that's what the if you look in the Ras Yulio, he quotes the Gemara. La on so havi, it was la ones. The problem is that there's a machlokas then between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Right, the Bavli says you're not allowed to, only if you have no choice, so you're ones. And the Yerushalmi here says that you're allowed to. So many mefarshim, they try to work out the stira. If you look in the Beis Yosef in Simen Pehei, Beis Yosef says no. No, the Gemara here does not mean that it is mutter. The Gemara here means that these Amrinan, let's read the Beis Yosef, V'lo palaga Gemara didan, t'chi Amrinan asal harer b'lahani mili, when it says asal harer l'chadchila, klomer l'shum machshav asal v'libo, l'achshav b'divrei Torah. But if Talmudo shogar b'fiv v'hira la'onso, mutter. But if it's onis, it's mutter. And therefore, that's what you have to say about this Gemara as well, that they were la'onso. And again, you got to work out the words. What does it mean? Maybe it means, anytime I had a difficult question, or maybe my svara was not getting out of my head, right? It was kashi, it was hard for me not to think about it, so I thought about it there. You gotta rework some of the words, but that's how we generally paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's asr. Rabbah Abishai Rabbi Tanchum, Rabbi Chiya, Biyomei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, in the days of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Bikshu Lakaras at Tfilah Zos, they tried to get rid of this Tfilah. Bibbani Nashia Galil, Shayu Nekros, Bibbani Atsina, because the women of the Galil, and the Galil up north, it was a little colder, and therefore, the women also, this Tfilah was for men and women, so the women had to go to the mikvah also. It was cold, they went to the mikvahs, it was freezing, and they lost the power to have children. Amar Lehen, Reb Shimon Levi. Reb Shimon Levi says, you can't just get rid of it. Something that protects the Jews from sin, you're gonna uproot. So Malgadri Solomon Avera, how does it protect people from sin? Ma'isa b'shomer krum in the story Echad, story of somebody who watched Vineyard Sibali Zaki Gemeshas Ish. He was going to be with a married woman. Ache maskin lem makom hechan ha'itovlin. But even though they're going to be with a married woman, he was bakpid on Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. So he wanted to make sure he had a mikvah. to go in afterwards after he was with her. Avra Oven Vishavin, but meanwhile, a lot of people started walking back and forth while they were looking for the mikvah. Ubatla Aveira, and then they never got to do the Aveira. So you see it protected. Maisa Bachajwali Zaking Yemshu Chaso Shal Rebbe. A person, a man, wanted to be with Rebbe Shivcha. Amr Lo, she says to him, Im Ein Gvirti Tovela Tseni Tovela. She says, if I don't have a mikvah to go to afterwards, I'm not gonna go to a mikvah, and therefore I'm not gonna be with you. Amr Lo, Velo Kebehema At? Aren't you kibehema, like an animal? What does that mean? It means that you're not included, right? An eved has the status, or an has the status of a behema, meaning you're not included in the gzeira. So she says back to him without batting an eyelash, Amar lo, v'lo shamata bebala behema shehu niskal, shenera ashochel shechavim behema mos yumas, right? If you think I have the status of an animal, right? Bestiality is also daraisa. Right, so she sends that back to him, and that also prevented any avera from being done. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue with Tchanes Ezra next time.